From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary Kerry to meet with State Department dissenters. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet with department employees who submitted a cable calling for a more muscular U.S.-Syria policy, although the State Department has stopped short of saying that Mr. Kerry agrees with their position. Asked by reporters on Monday if he had read the so-called dissent channel cable, Secretary Kerry acknowledged that he had, and he said it's very good. He said he planned to meet with at least some of the 51 mostly mid-level diplomats who've called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime. The diplomats' request submitted through the department's internal dissent channel became a public last week after it was leaked to several news organizations. Their call for airstrikes as a means of exerting pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime to pursue a political settlement stands in stark contrast to the Obama administration's current policy. In its Global Trends report marking World Refugee Day today, the UN High Commission for Refugees said the refugee crisis worsened in 2015, with more than 65 million people forcibly displaced, an increase of nearly 6 million from 2014. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi said one of every 113 people on Earth is now either internally displaced or a refugee.
Unfortunately, the number in the last year has gone up by 10%. We're now at 65 million people. Two-thirds are internally displaced people, the most difficult to reach. One-third are refugees. 90% are in middle-income countries or in poor countries. 50% of the refugees are children. So these are each one of these is a very worrying piece of information that we need to address.
This is VOA News. More than 30,000 people have left the Iraq city of Fallujah in the past 3 days as government forces stormed into the center of the city, pushing Islamic State fighters into the northwestern part of the city. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Carl Schembri tells VOA the refugees are in a desperate situation.
They've been eating rotting expired dates and drinking from the river, which is unfit for drinking, and now they are finding themselves out there, and we are unable to cope and to help everyone.
Some Islamic State militants reportedly have sent their wives and children out of the city with the refugees. Campaigning in Britain is in its final phase ahead of Thursday's referendum on EU membership, as polls show the Remain camp gaining, a possible indication of how the murder of anti-Brexit lawmaker Joe Cox by a suspected right-wing extremist may be tipping the balance in favor of keeping the status quo. Comres, a London market research firm, released a poll saying support for staying in the EU is rising among voters who had previously described themselves as undecided. Jeremy Corbyn is the leader of the Labour Party in the UK, and he'd like to remain in the EU.
There are a couple of days to go, and on my experience, and I've been involved in lots of elections over my life, that in the last 2 or 3 days, when all the politicians have become exhausted with the campaigning, the public finally catch on and get interested in it. So we've got 2 days of intense interest, I hope.
Well, supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation by leaving the European Union after 43 years. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. Now, those killed were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of the Canadian embassy in Kabul. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Tehran and the other areas of the country. Now, that's according to the state's news agency, IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced that it had thwarted plans by a Takfiri terrorist group to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. Now, the term Takfiri is a derogatory word used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. National Security Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani said that the attack was planned to coincide with the Muslim holiday of Ramadan. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.